This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
All right, Monday morning, May 15th. Hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend and celebrated your mom and honored her or her memory. God bless you in that. Reading from Matthew's Gospel this morning, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leopard came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Preaching or teaching the Word of God can take a lot out of a person. When you pour your heart and soul out in disseminating the Word of God, you can feel spent and poured out yourself afterwards. What I love about this passage from Matthew's Gospel is that Jesus has been teaching on the mountain, and yet at the end, he's willing to cleanse a leper. Leprosy in Scripture is like an illustration of sin. It creates such a distance between the afflicted and the rest of society, so that, in fact, the person with the illness is left to deteriorate in a leper colony. Though the disease has been curable since the 1940s, leprosy still permeates thousands of lives even today. What could be stopped, like sin, is still present. The unnamed leper in Matthew chapter 8 had the presence of mind, the will, and the emotion to bring his uncleanness to the Lord. The result led to the touch from a willing Savior, and the man became cleansed instantaneously. As you look at your life today, who you really are when no one's looking, are there areas of residual sin that need to be cleansed from your heart? Call on Jesus today. When you ask if he's willing to make you whole, like the former leper in Matthew's account, you'll find he's both willing and able.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.